Trump will fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook if she does not step down after allegation of mortgage fraud. By Sean Moran on August 22, 2025. President Donald Trump on Friday said he will fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook if she does not resign after she was accused of mortgage fraud. "What she did was bad," the 47th president told reporters. "So I'll fire her if she doesn't resign," he added. Bill Pulte, chair of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA, said, "We have obtained a document Lisa Cook submitted to the U.S. government while serving as Federal Reserve Governor. In it, on February 28, 2023, she represents to the U.S. government that the Atlanta property is her personal residence. However, Lisa Cook, as a then-sitting Fed governor and 6 months earlier, on September 1, 2022, appears to have listed that same property for rent." Ed Martin, the United States pardon attorney for the Justice Department, on Thursday wrote in a letter, which was viewed by Breitbart News, urged Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to have Cook resign. The Trump administration official this week said it appears has falsified bank documents and property records to acquire more favorable loan terms, potentially committing mortgage fraud under the criminal statutes. However, Cook has remained defiant, saying she will not be intimidated into resigning. "I have no intention of being bullied to step down from my position because of some questions raised in a tweet," Cook said in a statement. "I do intend to take any questions about my financial history seriously as a member of the Federal Reserve, and so I am gathering the accurate information to answer any legitimate questions and provide the facts." During Cook's confirmation process through the Senate, Breitbart News reported that Cook once stated that systemic racism is pervasive through American society. The Washington Post released an article last June in which progressives shared the idea with Biden's policy team of targeting not the overall unemployment rate, but the black rate. Congress created two mandates for the Fed: full unemployment and stable prices. Michael Linden, now a senior advisor at the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, wrote in June 2020 in response to the Post article, "The black unemployment rate is a better indicator for the health of the overall economy than a lot of more standard metrics that many people tend to use." In response to Linden, Cook wrote, "Agree." Cook claimed in a July 2020 interview with a German podcast that alleged racial disparities with the coronavirus pandemic, health, work, and the environment are rooted in systemic racism. During a 2021 discussion, she claimed that the economy is trillions of dollars smaller than it should be because of racism. During the Martin Luther King Jr. speech in 2019, Cook charged that lack of diversity was the root of the financial crisis and the Great Recession. Cook responded yes to someone suggesting a New Yorker article that argued that American democracy has survived Donald J. Trump. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.